What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
Hello and welcome. We are back. We are here. We are doing What's Your Type
podcast.
What's your
type? What's your type podcast? the podcast where about why we want what we want and why we do who we do.
Those are the words we say at the beginning of
those
every podcast. I'm pretty sure we've said it the same most of the time.
I'm like 80% sure we've gotten it right. 80% of the time.
One day we're going to write it down and just stick it to a wall.
You know what is embarrassing, though, is that I have written it down several times, and that still doesn't stick it in the old hat rack, but that's okay.
We love that. Joining us today in the studio apartment, oh my God.
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks.
I like that.
I've been doing that one, and everyone has a little that's cute moment. You're the first one to interrupt me, though.
And I will again.
Yes. So we have an interrupting bitch here in the apartment. She's a comedian. She's a podcaster herself.
Yeah.
She's very funny. She's also kind of a down bitch. Please help me welcome Lizzie Cassidy.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It is 9 p.m. on a Monday, so that's why Sarah's in...
Listeners.
I'm also in pajamas.
I'm going to paint you a picture because there's video, but if you can't see me, I just need you to know I'm in very elegant pajamas.
They're amazing.
And everything I'm wearing was under $20.
Wow.
Including my fake engagement ring. Yeah.
Wow, that's sick.
Thank you. I was like, I want to look like old money while being trash.
That's awesome.
I
admire that so much.
I am drinking a martini.
Lizzie, would you like to describe your outfit to the group?
I'm wearing Tyler's H&M hoodie.
Because it's a little chilly here.
It's a little chilly.
A little nippy,
no, I
yeah.
can say why. I just can't. You can't put it on Instagram.
Okay, I didn't play
but
on it.
It's just because I have a bunch of tattoos my mommy doesn't know about. And so if people post photos of me on Instagram with them, she'll freak out and maybe die. And I have American Eagle fake cargo pants on that are sweatpants and a t-shirt from Urban Outfitters.
I love that.
Which is embarrassing. I feel like Urban Outfitters is embarrassing.
It is. We're interviewing my friend who's in high school, I guess.
Also, I am technically banned from Urban Outfitters.
That's so
what did
hot.
You do? Wait, all of them?
Well, so technically, but they do not enforce it, and I have checked a lot.
Yeah.
I have gone in
so
a lot
cool.
just to see.
What did you
I've
do?
Even gone into the one where I got banned. I shoplifted.
I
one
really thought
I...
you had sex in a dressing room.
Right? Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, because that is the vibe I'm going for. No, I shoplifted because I was 22, and my friends found out that I'd never done it, and they were like, well, you have to.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I immediately got caught.
Amazing.
And then when I was at court, the judge was like, aren't you a little old for this? And I was like, sir, I cannot stress how, yes, I am
right.
a little old. For this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Astute observation. He was like, cool. 20 hours of community service.
I dated a guy who was banned from Macy's, all of them, for shoplifting, like big time. And so for Christmas, I got him a Macy's gift card because I thought it was funny and he didn't think it was funny.
That is so funny.
There's a very famous comedian who got arrested at a Macy's.
Really?
For what?
Shoplifting.
Oh.
She talked about it on Late Night, so I feel like I can say it was Nicole Byer.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Do you know if they enforce it?
While I knew him, he wouldn't go to Macy's.
Okay.
But I don't.
Mean, I assume he was like doing.
There was also only
scale.
One in our town. So,
oh,
like,
okay.
they.
He couldn't go to the Macy's.
Yeah,
right.
They definitely knew
yeah.
him because he had done it like a lot.
Okay. Yeah. I did it once.
I don't
it was,
remember.
Like,
I was high. I was high for many years,
You're
Tyler.
Like, I was high for many years, and my friend did all this shoplifting.
Well, I didn't get banned from Macy's.
That
doesn't mean I didn't do any shoplifting. No. I was okay at it.
What do you think the best thing you shoplifted was?
I would only shoplift like from like Forever 21. You know, like you can just take earrings off of the earring holder cardboard thing.
I did not know.
I would
that.
Do a lot of that.
That's smart.
I wasn't really. Big into shoplifting, though.
You were just really good at it?
Yeah. I was just...
Better
well,
at it
I was just into being,
ex.
Like, a bad kid. So, but I usually found other outlets. Like, I did a lot of trespassing and drugs.
I like that trespassing is, like, up...
Trespassing is fun.
Right,
trespassing
but it's
fun. Is fun.
Trespassing is
trespassing
a victimless crime.
Trespassing
is
fun. Yeah. Were you, like, a graveyard high school kid?
Yeah, and, like...
I knew it.
And, like, this is, like, an abandoned insane asylum, you know?
There was an abandoned insane asylum in the nearest, like, city to where I grew up. And so, yeah, people would go there. And
yeah, I went there, and then we found, like, a little room where someone had clearly been living, and we got scared.
That would scare me. I went to school in New Orleans, and, like, there's graveyards everywhere in New Orleans.
I've had sex in a graveyard in New Orleans.
I've had sex in a graveyard in upstate New York.
God.
I'm not doing anything.
I feel like you and I could probably go tit for tat for weird locations. Yeah,
and then I felt, like, really bad, like, actually bad. Oh, I felt, like, weird and bad after. I was raised Catholic.
You had ghosts in your
pussy. So I felt, yeah, I felt, like, weird and bad and ghost pussy-y.
Jewish, but raised nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah. No, I didn't feel bad. But I did go back years later, and I was like, this is, like, very public. Like, somebody saw us, for sure. This was not. At the time, I was like, oh, my God, we're being so sneaky. This is so smart. Like, this is so private. And it was not. Like,
yeah,
One of my friends worked at a graveyard, and she was like, the number of times we had to chase goth kids off from doing a photo shoot on a family's grave, and they were like, you're being mean to us. And we were like, their family is coming today.
Yeah.
Like, we do a little walk around when we know people are coming by. You can't be doing a slutty photo shoot on someone's grave while their widow is there. That's just rude.
When my dad died, he died suddenly. And when that happens, they like tell you to wait a year before you get a headstone because people like, it's like getting a tattoo right after someone dies. Like people put weird shit on it and regret it later, but they're expensive. So we waited a year to get a headstone. But in the meantime, my mom would go to the cemetery and lose him because there was no headstone. She'd just like walk around a cemetery and be like, I've been here for 2 hours. I can't find
where him. Did I park the corpse?
Yeah. And then she'd have to like ask a guy in an office to pull out a map and find my dead dad.
I went with a friend to a funeral for his aunt who died quite suddenly, and we got very lost trying to find the spot.
Yeah.
But this was like to bury her. Like the whole procession just went around.
Crazy.
And it was one of those big New Jersey ones, so we drove around for like a while.
Oh my God.
And I was like very much the not family member just being there for support. Like I literally can't say anything. Like I have nothing.
Yeah, you just have
contribute.
To be like, it's okay, we'll find
it's
it.
Like, I'm fine, don't worry about it.
I'm having fun. Yeah, but not an inappropriate amount.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just don't. Yeah. Just please pretend I'm not here. Yeah.
Jews put little rocks on our
I've seen
stones.
The little rocks. That's nice.
I don't quite
What's
get
it. For?
It. I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't think I've ever... My family's very weird, so I am genetically Jewish, but I have never been to... I don't think...
Right.
Because the people who were Jewish converted, so like the people... My great-grandmother didn't have a Jewish...
Yeah.
She was Jewish, but she didn't have a Jewish...
Yeah. The things that I like about Jewish funerals is we... Do not waste time. Mm-hmm. Like, when you are dead, you have to go in the hole.
Get him in the ground. I
right
love
now.
That.
Yeah, that's
I
nice.
Love that
like, when
so
my
much.
Grandfather...
You don't have to do that thing where there's an open casket and your dad looks like cake.
They...
Wait. Dude, dead people look like cake. Don't act like this isn't... They put so much makeup on them.
Hey, I have to be honest with you. I haven't checked.
If you go to an open casket funeral, that's cake.
It's true.
They look like cake.
Yeah, it's true.
It looks like someone made a cake of your dead dad.
It
Netflix,
does.
If you're watching and need an idea for season 7 of Is It Cake, Lizzie's dead dad.
My dead dad probably no longer looks like cake, but did.
But
well, that would
a
be
cake?
A very interesting progression of rounds.
Yeah.
Fresh corpse,
old corpse. Old corpse, skeleton.
Yes. Ooh, cake skeleton.
Cake skeleton.
That actually does.
Or the skeleton fun. Is the one that's not cake.
They're trying to cut into it.
And
it's a guessing
bone.
Process.
It's human
there.
Bone.
That's a grim. That's
it's
a grim
just
episode.
Human
I really
bone.
Want to see Mikey Day handle the emotional complexities there.
You don't think he could?
I think he absolutely.
I think he would remain zany.
Yeah, zany to the end.
Yeah, you must remain zany.
Yeah.
I don't know why zany really got. on that note, Lizzie.
Yes.
What's your type?
Oh, okay. First of all. If you're a man in a union, I'll suck the skin right off your dick. I love a man with a real job.
You just want calluses everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Benny's health benefits.
Oh, okay. I was
health
like,
insurance.
Is that like a wart?
I
health
thought
insurance,
you meant
et cetera.
Like downers.
No,
like...
no, but I did get addicted to benzos for many years.
Okay. was it from a guy with
probably
Benny?
Some of them?
Get them Bennies.
Yes. Yeah. That, no. Okay.
Can you remind us how old you actually are?
27.
Word.
I love a union man with hand tattoos and a mustache.
Okay. Can you give us like some primo job examples.
Yeah, I dated a guy who is a union pipe fitter, okay. And it did. Come on.
Fitter? She hardly knew him.
That was a good one. I'm currently seeing a doorman.
Okay.
That's great. Okay. Love that. That's a real job.
HVAC technician in there anywhere?
I was just going to say, I love a man in HVAC. That's okay. Great. A lot of landscapers in my past.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A lot of these guys, I'll tell you, have been to prison. But
okay.
They're okay now.
Okay.
The guy I'm dating now has not been to prison.
Oh,
but
good for you. That's exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Just like a month.
Ooh, cute.
I feel like, okay.
So we'll probably break up because every time I talk about a guy on a podcast, we break up.
I'm so sorry. We can not talk about him.
Or it's fine.
You
no,
should,
it's
bad. You know what it is?
I already talked about him on my fucking podcast.
Okay. Well, if you want to, you should make something up about him and just like say a real blatant lie at some
point. Yeah. That's
and
good.
Don't
okay, I'll
tell
think
us
of that. Yeah.
So we've got like a type. We've got like a persona type.
Yeah.
Let's say that. Are there any like physical features that you gravitate towards?
I'm more of like a person, like a style person.
Okay.
I don't really
counts.
Care. I've dated like big fat guys, real skinny guys, tall guys, short guys, people of all different ethnicities and races. But I really want you to have tattoos and facial hair.
Okay.
And like, I think the thing for me is like, if I'm going to date a man, I want you to be like a man.
This is so wild to me because you know? When I met you, you were dating a namby-pamby,
not
soft-handed.
This. Yes.
Man who yeah. maybe had facial hair. I don't remember.
Did have facial hair. And was not at all my type.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I'm so sorry if you are listening to this that I called you namby-pamby, but I do.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you're a pussy and a loser. Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much for overshadowing.
A 24-year-old girl has to tell you to get sober and then you don't make amends to her. You're a pussy and a loser.
Okay.
And a coward.
I don't have.
So.
Holy shit.
So, I have a question. All
well,
right.
Here's the thing. I date outside my type a lot.
Okay.
Because the most important thing to me is that someone is funny.
Okay.
And that's bad.
I would
because
agree
a lot
that.
Of bad people are funny.
That's true. That's true.
And a lot of times, a lot of my best friends are funny in the way that's like, imagine if I was the type of person who said this horrifically fucked up thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes people are those people and I think they're being funny.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because they're not, it's not a funny what if.
Yeah,
anymore.
I like think they're smart and doing it ironically. And then I find out that they're like, just like a guy with a construction job who thinks it's okay to say the R word at your family
dinner. Yeah, I was
going to
say, you're dating a few too many people who didn't finish their BA.
BA, I wish.
But see, I feel like there's two blue-collar types. There's like the blue-collar types who are like don't do any drugs. And yeah, maybe they drink really heavily, but they're like kind of straight-laced. And
totally.
Then, but you're more the like hand tattoos.
Well, I like a reformed man.
Interesting.
I'm
like
a sober addict, so I date a lot of sober addicts.
I was gonna ask.
I like a man with a past.
But reformed already. You don't feel the desire.
I used to fix.
Now you're on.
And
the
now
side.
I'm trying to. Yeah.
That
now I go for people.
Progress.
But here's the thing: a lot of guys you think are fixed because they're sober addicts, and then it turns out they don't know how to talk about their feelings. They just only know how to not do heroin about them.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. That's
right.
Okay.
It's progress.
It is progress.
Like next up, maybe feelings.
Maybe feelings. Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite spot for tattoos or a favorite kind of tattoo?
I love a chest tattoo.
Really?
Oh, I can fuck with a chest tattoo. Right.
I dated a guy with a chest tattoo that said the words "working class."
Okay. If you have to tattoo it though.
And I liked it. I love on a man. I love like American traditional tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing. But anything, like, even if it's, like, what people would consider trashy, I like it, you know? The thing I like the least is when somebody clearly went to a tattoo artist and was like, I would like to have a sleeve of tattoos.
Mm.
And it's all, like, connected and, like, it's like a lion that fades into a clock and, like, but I hate that bullshit. I hate realism. I hate it sucks. I like a tattoo that looks like somebody picked either a tattoo or a font off a wall. And they were like, put this on me forever.
Have you ever seen the tattoo places that do like the gumball machine
and
whatever
falls out?
Yeah,
love. Yeah. I love a mess of bullshit tattoos on a man.
So is Friday the 13th like an extremely horny day for you when you see everyone walking out of tattoo parlors with
and
the
same six
tattoos?
And I go and get one.
Wait, have you? How many of those do you have, the like flash
Only
tattoos?
One. I waited in line for one once and it took too long, but this is a... That's a Friday the 13th tattoo. It's a cowboy.
Ooh, it's a cowboy.
On a horse.
That's very American traditionalist.
Yeah.
So there's not... So it's really more an energy thing. There's not... Is there a physical type that... Or like a physical... Like what are you attracted to first? Like hands?
Yeah, I do love hands and forearms.
Okay.
I think if you're like a girl who likes a blue collar guy, it means you like a guy with nice forearms, you know? Because it's like, okay, this is what it is. I like guys who are like functionally strong and not vanity strong.
Mm.
Like I like a guy who like doesn't have a six pack but can build the fuck out of a deck.
I appreciate
all
that.
The decks,
do you know what
you
I
have?
Mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, for my fucking one bedroom apartment that needs a deck real bad. But it's nice. Like I like being able to send a photo of my air conditioner to a guy and be like, "Why won't this turn on?" And he can tell me. You know?
Yeah, that's extremely hot.
It's so hot.
Yeah. If you can believe it, I don't meet a lot of gay men who can do that.
That sucks.
I also
that's
can't
tough.
Do that. I
that's
have to
tough.
Google things.
Yeah, I like a real man's man. And this is the part of every podcast where Lizzie looks for her vape for a little while.
There's
Got
one right
it.
Here. Oh, okay.
But that one's not as good as this one.
How do you... Okay, so this is interesting. As a vapor, because you are a frequent vapor.
Heavy vapor.
Do you kind of need the guy to vape?
Mm. I really need the guy to vape.
Do you like a little vape kiss?
I'll do a little vape kiss.
Okay.
Do you want to hear something disgusting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Recently, a guy spit in my mouth and it tasted like vape.
Why is that somehow grosser than if it didn't, though?
Because I know,
not,
right?
Like, it's not.
I vape and I still was like,
Wait, is people spitting in your mouth not a little passe in 2024? Or am I just.
Is it passe?
I feel like among gay guys it is.
Why?
Everybody's spitting in each other's mouths. Mom, stop listening.
No, I say it on stage and people don't like it.
I'm not going to lie. I've never gotten there. And
really?
My husband kind of really wants to. And I'm like.
Really? Really wants to.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, can't we just do anal? Like, I don't want to do that.
See, I don't do that.
I don't do
that. Well, I do, but you have to be my boyfriend. That's my one thing that I like.
I remember having this conversation with
you. You know?
Yeah.
That's like my one carrot in front of the horse.
I have done it. I'm not doing it after the baby, though.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't. I'm like, look, I'll give a very sloppy blowjob. I will spit on a dick any old day. I will drool, absolutely. It's so funny. So my husband and I used to be open, which if you've listened to any episodes, you already know that. But we used to be open, and we're not anymore. And I would never do, like, I'll do a lot of things with other people, but I would never, like, get as disgusting.
The way I said this, I'm stealing from something I said on another podcast, so forgive me. But when I like a guy, like if I really fucking like you or am in love with you, I feel like I suck dick the same way like a mom lifts a car off a baby. Like it's like
adrenaline.
It's like I can hold my breath for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like a totally different blowjob than if I'm like medium on you.
And I also don't care what I look like. Like I don't want to look
sexy. Exactly.
I just want to like do all the
it's
weird
It's just
things
about like getting this car
so
off this
good.
Baby.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like 100%.
Yeah, totally. And it's so much more fun.
And I feel like a lot of straight guys don't understand that where they're like, oh, like I need some stranger to give me really good head. And I'm like, no, you don't.
You need your wife to give you a really good head. Yeah.
Like, you need to make a girl real comfy with you.
Totally.
And then it's going to be disgusting.
Yeah. If like you're dating a girl and she stops shaving her legs, she's going to suck the skin off your cock.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
You should.
Do you guys like giving head?
If I like him.
But otherwise, no.
No, it's a fucking chore.
It depends. I do like it because I decided some years ago that I was like, I want to be really good at this.
The one reason I like it is because I know I'm good at it.
And I used to joke about how I was like bad at it. And I was always like, I wasn't like bad. I was just average. I was like, fine. I could get it. Like, but I was like, wait.
I could get it.
I watch so much gay porn. Like, there's really no reason not to
be great.
Be great at this. I'm watching this happen so much. I might as well like really figure it out. And so I do like, I used to love when I would do it, and I like just the shocked, like, oh my
yeah,
god,
yeah, 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 yeah. You I know, love, like, oh, I love
oh,
that.
Oh,
totally.
This is next, and I was,
but
like,
that's why I like it if I like the person, because that's when I'm giving the 10 out of 10 blowjob, pulling out all the stops, doing. I'm like, you know, like I'm like a one man band if I like the guy. I'm just like
tambourine.
Doing everything, yeah. But if I don't like the guy, I'm like, eh.
Yeah. I will say, do not take notes from porn on how to give head. That's not how you do a good job.
Well, not professionally made. I was watching
amateur.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I just, in porn, there's always that moment where they're just like down on it. But like they go,
they just go all
the way and they stay. And like, I've had plenty of guys who are like, oh, what good blowjobs are is I'm just going to
swallow your dick and stay here.
No,
I'm just
not.
Gonna ram
it. They do it like they're trying to hurt themselves, where they just like force it down. And it's like, that can't feel good for you. I've also given head, obviously, plenty, and like it doesn't feel good to do that.
Yeah.
Also, all of the sensitive part is up top. Mm-hmm. So if you go all
I
the
know,
way
yeah.
down and you just stay there, it's like, well, now my dick is bent and I can feel teeth everywhere.
Yeah.
And nothing good is
and
happening.
And you don't want to go past where you can move your. I always find
you have to use
your
tongue.
You can move your tongue.
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to move it all the way up and down.
Yeah, totally.
So,
so if you like, if you have a union job and love good head,
I also like, I like having stuff in my mouth when I have sex, so I like giving head for that reason.
I like that I keep hearing you say things that I've heard bits that are the exact contrary to. The chest tattoo really got me when you were like, "I love chest tattoos," and I was like, "You shouldn't," based on what I've heard.
Totally, yeah.
And then
that's
you're like,
hilarious.
"I love having things in my mouth, except for fish hooks."
Yeah, well, that's also like, it's the same. It's all if I don't like you.
I do like having stuff in my mouth. I'm sorry. I
Isn't it
had
fun?
To think about that because I don't. I don't like being like gagged or anything.
I don't either.
But
I don't
do
either.
Like,
I don't like not.
You guys are like sexual doppelgangers.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't.
And you
think
both wear glasses.
And we both wear. It's true. But I feel like there's like two men maybe that we both would be attracted in this entire.
Yeah.
Not a lot of overlap.
Yeah, you like a boy with some whimsy.
I do. I like a boy.
I hate whimsy.
How did you end up dating someone non-binary then?
I'm just kidding. I like whimsy.
Yeah,
whimsy
I was going to say.
Good. Whimsy is good.
Right, but it's not like a good fail proof. If somebody's like, how do I get to Lizzie Cassidy? I know I'll be whimsical.
Yeah, right. That's also, the thing is, like, I did date someone who was non-binary, and that's someone who, like, I'm the way, if I'm dating a cis man, I want you to be like a man. If I'm dating a non-binary person, I want you to be the most
Annie
that
Lennox.
You can be. And if I'm attracted to a woman, it's usually a very femme woman.
Okay.
Oh.
Have
so
you?
You're not straight. You're
no.
like.
No. But I don't like claiming it publicly because I don't think I like, I basically am.
Yeah,
but
that's
I've been,
fair.
I've Look, done my
I
fair
think
share.
Dabbling is well worth doing. I think. Well, I was gonna say I think everyone should try dabbling, and then I don't, so I'm a liar. But have you
ever done anything with a woman?
I've like made out with women, but nothing beyond that. I knew.
Yeah.
I don't think I should waste anyone's
That's
time.
That's dabbling. What counts as dabbling? Do you have to? You don't have to go in any holes to.
I think you do.
I think someone.
I think in this day and age, you should have to, or you have to really, really know that you want to.
Someone's
got
to get a little.
So many people
going.
Are like, I'm queer, so that I get booked on comedy shows in June. And that's like why I don't like saying it because I am gay
and I don't get booked on comedy shows.
And I really hate when I get booked on queer shows because I don't have jokes. I don't have a lot of jokes about it. And I feel bad being the girl being like, here's all my jokes about getting fucked by men. Mm. Like it doesn't feel good. Yeah. You know?
See, I'm for it for a very different reason in that I want queer audiences just to hear jokes instead of little voices.
Sure.
So
I can't say that on a podcast.
I know, but look, I'm happy if you're the one busting down the door. Much love to everyone doing their little voices, but God.
Yeah. I have a joke now where I say, like, I'm gay the way Michael Jordan played baseball. Fine at it, not what I'm known for.
Minor leagues.
Which I think is exactly, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you said very femme, but, like, when it comes to women, like,
yeah,
what
like,
gets
big
you?
Tits, fat ass, pretty hair, pretty face. Like, I'm not really into, like, I've slept with very butch women and I find them attractive, but if you ask me to like draw a woman I find attractive, That I wouldn't be a butch lesbian.
And when we come back from this break, Lizzie's going to draw a lesbian.
I'm going to draw.
I'm going to draw a lesbian.
Notoriously right. Excellent podcast activity drawing.
Okay. We are going to take a little break, though. And we're back. I think that's the first time we've actually gotten the video running immediately after. So
wow.
That's good.
That's yeah. Great.
Nailed it.
So we've talked a little bit about your physical type. When it comes to like, because we can talk about the apps too, but I kind of prefer talking about in-person attraction stuff because I think that is more telling. When someone's, say you're at a bar, what is something that a person can do or be doing where you're like, I got to go talk to them?
I mean, like I said, the main thing for me is being funny mm-hmm. or being fun. So like if you're sitting at a bar on your phone, I'm not going to talk to you. I like someone who's like, if you're talking to your friends and making them laugh, I might talk to you when you like go wait in line for the bathroom.
Ooh, you pick them up by the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, you got to get them alone.
Mm-hmm. You got to isolate them.
You have to isolate them from the herd. And
you have to be like, so I notice you think you're really funny.
Do you want to know my move?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm like at a bar and I'm making eye contact with a guy and we keep, you know, like the thing where you keep looking at each other and nobody's saying anything yet, but you keep looking at each other, I'll go order a drink right next to him and we'll look at each other and then look away. And then if he looks at me again, I'll look at him and I'll go, shut up. And then I walk away and then he follows me.
Move. That's a very good, I once had to explain to one of my friends, because she was like, how do you get free drinks at bars? And I was like, I flirt with the bartender, obviously. And she's like, I don't know how you do that. My friend is maybe 90 pounds and like gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, like you don't even have to do anything.
Anything.
Yeah. And she was like, well, what would you, because I was like,
literally
I have
ask
to,
him his name.
Yeah.
The trick I have told plenty of straight women and I've gotten successful
feedback.
When they go, what do you want? You go, I don't know. What's in a vodka soda?
That's adorable.
That
right.
That's adorable. That's adorable.
Because it also, like, gives you a clear out. Because if the person honestly is like, well, let me explain it to you. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
you can't
like,
tell
okay,
that
Tuesday,
anything
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
a joke.
Yeah, I've flirted too close to the sun. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And, like, and if they, like, play along, you're like, all right, I've already got you because that joke is funny. And also, this is a thing that I learned when I was like 21, 22. And like, because I was allowed to go to bars at 18 because I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But like doing the young thing at a bar and just being like, well, I don't know. What's that like? If you are smiling at a bartender and like doing it, like I once had a bartender in DC. I was like, oh, I've never had Hendrix. And like, that was honest. And he was like, really? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I was like, I've only had so much. Like, I don't know what gin they're pouring mm-hmm. in my drinks at the Boot. And he just came back with like 6 shots of gin and he was like, just try all of them. And I was like,
okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, can you have some? Cause I don't want to shoot gin. And he was like, yeah, of course I'll have some.
Yeah. Aww.
Flirting with bartenders is
awesome.
Bartenders count in your category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever had sex
at the bar? I had sex on the bar after they closed with the bartender.
Hot.
Oh, hell yeah. High five. Same.
Can you give us a neighborhood, not the location?
Nope. Because you're going to know exactly what bar it is if I give you the neighborhood.
Yeah, I knew.
I actually
you
know
already
what
know
is.
What bar it is.
I'm so sorry.
You guys already know what bar it is.
Hell yeah. Okay. That
and you might, if you think hard enough, you might know what bartender it is.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
So I love that.
I love fucking bartenders. That's so.
Yeah. I love, and like, really, truly, any job that's not spreadsheets or emails. Like,
okay.
Any job that I am like, that is a real fucking job. And I know that that's like an insane coming from a dick joke bar clown. Like, I get it. But I used to have real jobs. And I just like, I like a man with a fucking job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you work in like, I don't know, fucking finance or a snooze. I don't care.
Finance is
I don't know how to talk to you. Yeah. I don't care about your fucking day. I think you might be evil and I'm not smart enough to figure out why. And I don't trust you. But if a guy is like, I went to work today and we raised a barn, I get that. I like that. That's cool and hot.
Again, where are you finding these men in New York City who are raising
barns? I feel
barns?
Like
New Jersey.
Ew.
That's why like I'm dating a doorman. He's like a doorman. He used to be a security guard. Those are real fucking jobs.
I love that.
Oh, you're on your Shoshana bullshit from Girls.
I didn't watch Girls.
I'm watching it for the first time.
I'm a Sex and the City girl.
I have not seen Sex and the City.
I know.
Oh, right. We just talked about this.
But I do want to see Girls. I don't know. I sort of want to. I feel like I'm too old.
I recently was like, maybe I should watch Girls.
I feel like
that's what I did.
Old,
I was like,
though.
I just haven't seen it, and I should. It has made me appreciate Lena Dunham more and also dislike a lot of my friends a lot more.
Okay.
Us?
No. No, it's just I was like, wait a second. This was portrayed on TV 10 years ago and no one learned any lessons and I'm still dealing with this.
Right.
Because I don't know if you know this. I know you do. As gay friend, a lot of the time, women will emotionally unload on me in a way that I don't care about.
Yeah.
Especially strangers.
Yeah. That's a weird. Lot of women forget that gay men are men and men don't care about our feelings.
It's also, it's not even that.
I care about your feelings.
But I know, but
they kind of forget that gay men are people.
Totally. Like, and I was being funny, but I do think it's true that like there is a way in which women care about other women's feelings, like, innately. And I know this because I'm not really one of those women. Like, genuinely, if I meet a stranger woman at a bar and she unloads on me, I'm like, you are crazy and annoying, and I don't like talking to you. But they expect me to be warm and, like, nice about it. And I think a lot of women think of gay men as accessories. And they're like,
oh, yeah.
I can just talk to you for hours and not ask you any questions about yourself.
I mean, to be clear, we shouldn't really be unloading on strangers. Like, that's
no, I
not
agree
a
completely.
Good idea.
Like, I agree completely.
And maybe that's a cynical, shitty point of view. And I'm not saying, like, if you're, rely on the kindness of strangers all you want, Blanche. Like, do what you got to do. But, like, don't.
Make a friend.
Make a friend.
And what's fun is that we get it from straight women. And then also I get it from gay men who I'm trying to go on dates with. You know who's never emotionally unloaded on me in my entire life?
Straight guys.
Straight guys are so excited to hear about what I'm doing because they're like, you get laid like kind of at random. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, oh man, that's sick. And then they just like tell me whatever's been going on with them. But like straight men don't have the instinct to like complain to me for whatever reason.
That's nice.
I think a lot of straight men don't have the instinct to complain in general.
Which is
okay, I'm
a problem
from a Jewish family, so that's just
dying
not true.
Young, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's also, you were talking about, like, before we started recording, you were like, red flags that you're attracted to. One of mine used to be, I loved a guy who would trauma dump on the first date. Because I like a man with a story.
Yeah, you said the past.
I'm like saying we shouldn't dump on strangers. Yeah. I don't trauma dump, but I do over reveal way too
much.
Me
too, because I've never had a secret in my life.
We're all comedians.
I do stand-up comedy and I go to 12-step meetings. I've never had a secret, you know?
When people are like, oh, I love your honesty, I'm like, thank you. It's compulsive. Like, it's not a situation that I can control.
The first date I went on with the guy I'm seeing now was like 2 weeks after my friend died. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything about it. And the whole time I was like talking around it because it was like just part of my life at the time. And like even like earlier that day, I'd like done an interview about him. So even if you asked me like, what did you do today? I'd have to tell you my friend died. So like the whole time talking around it, but the date was going very well. So then like 4 hours into it, another question came up where I was going to have to either like talk around it or just say it.
And that's questions.
Yeah. And then that's when I was like, I'm going to say something crazy right now, but I need you to not think that I'm doing the trauma dump thing. Anyway, one of my best friends died 2 weeks ago and he was like, oh, I'm sorry that happened. And we just kept talking.
That's right.
But I used to date these guys who would show up to dates and be like, my mom never loved me and my dad hit me and everybody's dead and I have a fucking drug problem, but I'm in the meetings. And I'd be like, yeah, I can fix that. Get over here.
Come here, buddy.
Yeah. And it turns out I can't. And they become your boyfriend and then ghost you.
Yeah, I'm not. I've never been in a relationship, shocker, but like part of that is the second I start to like get a whiff of where I'm like, this is a personality trait of yours that's deeply ingrained and isn't going anywhere, and I don't like it. I'm out. I'm just like, ooh, would I have to deal with this every day?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. And, like, it's so funny because
every other day sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, my dad has talked about it with, like, you know, my sister-in-laws have said things where they're like, oh, you know, like, your brothers will stop doing this eventually, and my dad will be like, no, they won't.
You also can't date someone hoping they'll stop doing something eventually.
So with my brothers, I never want to make it sound terrible. Like my oldest brother is like folding his laundry.
I was literally
going to
say it's like not folding
laundry. Right, and that's fine. Like the stuff I'm dealing with.
But I know a lot of women, because dating sucks in New York. I know a lot of women who are like, maybe one day he won't. I was going to say talk so loud. I love you.
I hate you. Get out of my home.
Just the first thing I could think of. I'm trying to think of one that I've. Oh, I mean, like. Yeah, like a good one is like a guy who doesn't ask you any questions.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, one day he'll get bored of talking.
No, he won't.
And he won't.
He won't ever, yeah.
He will never. Like, you can't, I've dated a lot of guys where, like, I dated this one guy who had, like, really fucked up teeth. And it was the one thing I didn't like about him. And one of my friends was like, well, you can fix teeth. Like, you can pay to have your teeth fixed. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I should date someone whose appearance I want to pay to fix.
Because then what am I going to have to be like,
hey, I've been meaning to tell you this for years and I finally have the money to back it up. I hate your teeth. You know, like that sucks.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like the thing, like the key though, is you have to find someone who wants to change or who wants to like grow and change.
Yeah.
But you can't control what that looks like. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like my husband goes to therapy, loves therapy. Only goes because I made him. I mean, I didn't make him. I basically told him I was like, well, I'm not going to have kids unless you go to therapy.
Which I think is great.
Yeah. No, I absolutely think we were talking about Joyelle earlier. She has a bit about how if you're not going to couples therapy, you're just raw dogging your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. But he changed so much when he did, and he had so much growth, and it was insane. And a lot of my female friends who were in straight relationships are like, oh my god, is my husband or boyfriend gonna do that? And I was like, maybe or maybe not. Like, you don't know what the change is gonna look like. I got so insanely lucky that he did happen to like grow and change in all these amazing ways, but like, you can't guarantee it.
No, you can't.
You like the person who's in therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do, because I am, and I think that people generally should be, and because I do like people with like I genuinely like, I've talked about this with my therapist, and I used to not like it in a bad way, but I do think I can't really relate to someone who hasn't had some fucked up shit happen in their life. Like, have you ever talked to someone who's never like had life kick their teeth in?
Oh,
it's
my
like
God, yes.
It's like watching a commercial. Like it's it's like nothing. Wow. It's just like nothing.
Yeah.
And I can't date those people because they also don't get me.
Yeah.
Like, and they try, but they don't, like, then you tell them something bad that happened to you, and they're either too, like, oh, my God, blah, or they, like, don't care, and it's just,
that's
like, weird.
The reaction to the fucked up shit, that is such a real thing, where, like, you need someone that's going to react the right way, which is a very individual, tailored experience, but,
so because I like people who have had their teeth kicked in by life, I like if they are talking to somebody about it, you know? Or if they have been in therapy and aren't right now, like, that's fine. But, like, yeah, I prefer a slightly therapized person.
I think we have a overlap in terms of things that, let's use a current term and say, give us the ick.
Yeah.
Overly earnest.
Go.
Is
big ick.
One of the, like, if I tell what is so clearly me making a joke that's like, because I don't even think I skew that intense on a first meeting with like what I say as jokes.
Yeah.
And you respond as if I'm being absolutely serious.
Can't do
and
it.
Can't throw it back even a little bit. And I have to be like, oh, I was kidding. And they were like, oh, okay. And
it's
like,
I just went to a Super Bowl party and
how was the bowl?
Super.
That was adorable. That was adorable.
I really tried. Also, I found out this is totally 100% true. This is going to come out so far after the Super Bowl that it won't like be relevant anymore. I thought that when people said Gronk, they were making a joke, like they were making up a funny name
for
a football player, and that is actually the name of a football player. And so, first
do you
of
know
all,
that guy wants to be a stand-up comedian?
What? No.
What's his first
name?
And he did Just for Laughs.
No.
Rob Gronkowski.
Oh. Okay, that's better than just Gronk.
No, his name is Rob.
I was so hoping
he goes
his first
by Gronk.
Name. I know, but I was hoping his real life first.
And all
name
of his
was
jokes
Gronk.
Are like, all of his jokes are like, I do football all day, and then I get to the club, and I'm supposed to not do football.
Honestly, that would kind of make me giggle.
But he does it in a way that stinks on ice.
I love that you're like, actually, I'm great at this. I should do this bit.
No fucking football players. No fucking celebrity. Get out. Go. I'm so sorry.
Blake Griffin is okay.
Is he funny? He's got huge thighs.
Well, the thing I like about him is he tried to do stand-up, but he was like, I'll host a show and we'll put actual comedians on it.
Okay, fine.
Who's the rapper?
And he was really funny on Broad City. T.I.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Yeah, and
really bad.
He got booed off stage at Barclays.
Yeah.
But he also got, I think he got in a bunch of fights at shows in like D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got in a fight with an open mic host. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you were telling a story.
Anyways. Gronk is a real person.
Gronk is also real.
So I was at this Super Bowl party with my toddler. So I kept like running in and out of the room, and I'd run in and they'd be like, Gronk was just on screen. And I was like, that's hilarious. Of course he was. No, you're Gronk was just on screen. I totally believe you. I'm sure he's real. I still don't know if he's
real.
It's
like someone saying Shrek was at the Super Bowl to you.
Right. Like, I was like,
totally,
okay.
I was like,
no, I'm sure he was. You just saw him just right before I walked in. That's so crazy that he just isn't here now. So first of all, I found out that Gronk is a real thing.
Is he hot?
I don't know. I don't
he's
think
like
he exists.
He's like caveman hot.
So yes.
To some people. He's a little too finance faced for me.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay. That type of
I don't
cape.
Like
gotcha.
I don't like a guy who's like Ken doll handsome.
Okay.
Those guys do nothing for me.
I actually tend to not either.
I feel nothing when I look at them.
I acknowledge that your face is symmetrical, but yeah, it does nothing.
It does nothing.
But anyway, so I was talking to these people and she was like, I have a bet with my dad. We're debating whether or not Taylor Swift is going to touch the Super Bowl cup. And I was like, oh, well, when the Illuminati fill it with blood and pass it around for everyone to drink, she probably will. And she could not tell if I was kidding or not.
That's so funny.
So she was like, and I was like, I don't know how to move past.
It's so funny
this.
Too that came up because you brought up the ick because I watched Taylor Swift get the ick at the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, because Travis Kelce, like after they won, was like screaming "Viva Las Vegas" and like quoting the Beastie Boys, and then it cut to her and I saw her be like, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry, that comes with the territory. I feel like she's mostly on board with him being like a dumb jock.
Yeah, totally. But it was just like, it was one of these things where like, I also would have gotten the ick.
And
like, whatever, he just won the Super Bowl. But like, I would have been like, you didn't need to say Viva Las Vegas three times. You could have said it once.
Look, I'm with you, but I've read the man's tweets.
Because you think other people didn't hear you, that's an immediate ick.
Yeah. Or, oh my God, when someone like keeps trying to tell a story. And like the conversation is just not letting it happen, and they keep trying, and you just gotta let
that
the
is
story
like
go.
A solid 30% of this podcast.
You know that's tough to watch.
What are some other red flags you find yourself very attracted to?
Okay, this is bad.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't do it anymore, but I have historically been attracted to. Okay, two things. One is my favorite kind of guy is like the trope of man who hates everyone but you. You know what I mean? Like
okay.
is like okay. a raging asshole to everyone, but then you get alone with him and he's like, I don't know, I guess you're okay. And you're like, you know, that guy. And
girl,
that
you're
guy,
in a dangerous industry to be attracted
that
to that
guy also has a temper, which I like. As long as it's not directed towards me. I love a guy in a bar fight.
Yeah,
honestly, and the best version of that, which it rarely is, if it's for some sort of like justice. Like if I see like if a guy like shoves a woman too hard when he's trying to get through a bar, and then some guy like puts his hand on that guy's shoulder and punches him in the face, I'll do anything that guy wants me to do.
What is wrong with me that I don't find chivalry attractive at all?
Okay,
I don't find
so
that attractive
we're
at all.
We're making quite a few jumps.
I don't
by
think
saying
I'm right.
Hitting someone in the face.
Yeah, but
is
I
chivalry?
Do find a bar fight kind of attractive. But right? it, but like I don't know. Especially if it was on my behalf, I would be very annoyed. Like
oh,
if it was on your behalf,
I would love it. Yeah.
See, maybe straight guys fight different, but every video I've ever seen of two gay guys fighting, I'm just like, what are you two doing?
Yeah, straight guys, I think, fight different.
Yeah. I once walked out of a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen, and, like, I had watched a fight happen where, like, a dude threw a drink at someone and then got absolutely clocked, and, like, they got into it. And as I'm walking out, like, someone mentioned to me, they were like, what happened? And I was like, oh, yeah, I saw this dude, like, throw a drink, and then he got hit. And I hear, like, this weird noise, and I turn, And the guy who got hit was, at that exact moment, telling the bouncer that he had done nothing wrong and deserved to get hit. And my voice, as you pointed out, is a bit loud. So the bouncer, who I knew, just like kind of stared at me and was like, "You're saying he threw a drink?" And I was like, "Oh, definitely."
You fucking tattletale.
Well, I'd already said it. I wasn't going to be like, no. Yeah. I was like, no, you threw a drink and you got hit. You kind of got what was coming. Also, the dude who threw the drink was like hammered and was like being belligerent and like fully.
Also, totally might not have remembered.
But no, because it was a, if he forgot, he got hit real hard. Because it was, he got like jostled. And then he like fully threw a drink, and then he just got.
See that I don't find attractive.
A drink.
Yeah, that
yeah,
I just like.
At a gay bar.
Well, now that I'm like in therapy, so I'm fixed and healed. Mm-hmm. I don't like angry men anymore.
Love that for you.
Thank you, but I do want you to have a couple fight stories you can tell me.
Okay. See, this is all progress. I don't know. I guess I don't really find it particularly attractive anymore. It's also irrelevant. I don't know. It's all weird.
But it definitely is a red flag. If a guy has too many fight stories, you should not date that guy. Yeah. But if he has a couple...
I think you're our guest where I've had the least overlap on.
I also
want to
date a guy who can, like, protect me. If you've never... I live in fucking New York City and I'm a woman. What do you mean? Like, if somebody tries to fuck with me on a train or something, I want you to protect me. I don't want to date some fucking guy like the guy I was dating when you guys met me. Mm. What is he going to do? You know?
Yeah.
I want to date a guy who's going to fucking do something about it.
My thing, though, is just logistically, they're not going to be around all the time.
I know, but...
And people don't tend to fuck with people.
Women are around. Yeah. But sometimes, yeah. I just, like, I don't know, it feels... I feel very, like, safe, and, like, I can let my guard down if I feel like a man is, like, big and brave.
I can't tell if you need, like, a man or a knife.
Yeah, well, I have a knife, so I think I need a man.
Hot. Okay.
Here's the question. I know that there's not a lot of physical overlap, but who would play your type? Like, what type of celebrities are we talking about?
Did you guys watch The Bear?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the big fat guy with all the tattoos?
There it is.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's not that fat.
I know, but compared, he's like TV fat.
TV fat, yeah.
That's just the easiest way to describe him. Because if I say the guy with the tattoos, then people think it's the Jeremy Allen White guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's too...
He does have a past.
He was my type when he was in Shameless.
Yeah, that
makes sense. But now he's too hot.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does have a past. He checks a good number of your boxes, and he's got a very asymmetrical face.
I know, which I like.
He does have a very asymmetrical. He's
but I just
very
like a big. I like a big tattooed man. Whatever way you're big, like if you're fat, that's fine. Yeah. If you're big and strong, that's fine. Okay, if you're just tall, that's fine.
What about like Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
He's pretty.
He's very pretty. But
yeah,
I totally
got those
could,
pouty
yeah.
lips.
Yeah, but you can't understand a word he's saying, so that's
okay.
Maybe
that's
you
nice.
Can. As someone who studied all of his MySpace photos, you've seen those, right?
No.
You haven't seen Tom Hardy's slutty MySpace photos?
No, don't look at a milk in the egg. Don't do it. I have moved past the egg that they
gave
me.
I can't do a slutty photo.
Do you like a slutty man?
I like a man who doesn't know he's being slutty.
Oh, he very much knew.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I like a subtly slutty. Like, a guy who doesn't know that his, like, thigh tattoo is slutty. I like that. Or, like,
a man doesn't know his thigh tattoo is slutty.
They don't know. The guys I date don't know.
Okay.
The guy I'm dating now literally was like, I saw a tweet that said the sluttiest thing a guy can do is get a thigh tattoo. Is that slutty? And I was like, yeah.
I'm just impressed you're dating someone who can read.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thanks.
I love that for him.
Thank you.
We're going to take one more little break, and then we're going to come back and play a game.
Oh, my God. Yay.
And we're back. Lizzie.
Yes.
Are you ready to play a game?
Yeah.
Okay. So this game is called Red Flag, Green Flag.
Okay.
It's going to be rapid fire.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Me and Sarah are going to go back and forth. We're going to say a trait, a quality, a thing people do. You
I understand.
Have to tell if it's a red flag or a
I
green
got
flag.
There with the name of the game
it's
immediately.
It's less for you and more for the audience, bitch.
Hi.
All right. Red flag, green flag. Someone who can't let someone explain instructions at all.
Yeah. Red flag for sure.
Yeah. It really
some
is.
Some people have ADHD and want to get to the game. Okay, I'm ready.
No, it's your turn now.
My turn. Okay. Owns a dirt bike.
Green.
Oh, you knew the answer
to that.
Wait, But I think it's a red flag, but I like it, so I would say
no, it's just, it's you personally.
It's just for you personally. Like, what's yeah, a waiver? Green
flag. That would be such a red flag for me. I'm not doing that.
It's a red, it's like generally a red flag.
Yes. Yeah.
Owns a dirt bike in New York City. Lives in New York City. Does not live in Jersey.
Sarah? Yeah. Green.
Okay. Shows up your...
Next question.
Just had to check.
I want to get on the back.
Shows up at your house unannounced during the day.
I need to know for why.
Sorry to see you.
How long have they been dating?
It's too many quantifiers. Mm. He shows up at your house during the day, says, I want to see you. I was in your neighborhood.
Green. Is that bad?
Yes. It's worse at night. I will give
it
you that.
It is worse at night.
I don't think I care about that.
See, if it was like, I need to talk to you, then I'd be like, relax. But if it was like, I was in your neighborhood and I want to see you, I think that was cute.
Speaks French.
Red. Why? For what? For what do you speak French? That's so annoying. I speak French. Get out of my fucking face. Are you kidding me? That's a guy who thinks he's better than me, and I don't care for that.
Missing a pinky.
Green.
You knew what that one was going to be.
I know. This game's awful.
I said on a podcast like yesterday, I want a guy who's missing a thumb.
The whole thumb?
Whatever. Just a finger.
Tip of thumb.
Any finger.
Tip of thumb. You can't lose a whole thumb. That's
why not? Because I'll help him.
Do you understand? No. We just talked about how you said you move past
he
helping
has a him. Whole other hand.
Lizzie, do you understand how important thumbs are? You're literally using it to hold a microphone. Oh, bitch. Put it away.
Look at this. How's this, huh?
Bad.
But it's working.
What, you think this is great with your little bird claw?
It's working, isn't it?
You look like you're trying to steal someone's egg.
Yeah, green. Missing pinky is sick. That's awesome.
Okay. Is a very young grandfather.
Hot. Hot. Okay. Green.
Okay. Has a film camera in their bag.
Red.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hate that. Okay. I hate that. Be an adult. I have no time for that. I really don't think that amateur photography is art, and I hate when people act like it is. Yeah, like, yeah. I've dated so many fucking guys who live in Bushwick and have a camera and think they're an artist. Stop it.
Okay. Buys themselves a chocolate treat every day.
Green.
Aww.
That's nice. Cute. I like that.
I really didn't know how you were going to answer that.
Well, because this is the thing. Yeah, because I like the dirt bike missing a pinky guy, but when that guy buys himself a chocolate treat, that's so cute. That do you know what cute. I mean? Yeah. Like if a whimsical guy buys himself a treat, it's like, of course.
Like, of course you're not.
But if
what
like,
do you mean whimsical guy?
You know.
I think this will be an interesting one for you. Paints their fingernails.
Love it. Knew green. It. Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Gets manicures.
Green.
Okay.
Because the thing I like about these guys is when they surprise you.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like I don't want to date Gronk. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to date a guy who looks like that and then is like.
Because Gronk isn't real,
but sure. Because Gronk isn't real.
Bold take.
Like, I love when these guys are like, they seem very, like to some people, they seem very like two-dimensional, but they're like, oh yeah, like. I don't know. Like, one of the reasons I like tattoos is because it's a clear aesthetic choice. Yeah. It's like kind of a, like, in heteronormative language, it's like kind of a girly thing to do. You're like decorating your body with little drawings. That's adorable. That is, you know what I mean?
That is true.
I want you to start going up to tattooed men and being like, that's adorable.
That is
you
so
decorate
cute.
It.
I think a lot of them would like that.
The design. You have decorated yourself so pretty.
I love all the little stickers you picked for yourself.
Yeah. Forever. Your forever stickers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orders fun. Juice at a bar.
Red.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Okay, we finally found one.
I don't like that. That sucks. That's bad.
Aren't you sober? What else? Is a
get
sober
a fucking
person?
Club soda.
Thank you. I'm
a
sorry.
A juice?
I was with someone who ordered an apple juice recently, and I was like, I'm
Oh, that sucks.
Right, and I don't, like, I get it. Apple juice is delicious. But
it's
also,
delicious.
It's so
yeah, it's delicious. Go to a diner. You're at a bar. You can't get apple juice at
a diner, whatever. Like,
I don't know.
I'm not saying drinks juice is a red flag.
No.
But if we're going to, first of all, if we're going to a bar, we're going to, like, probably a divey bar.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a fucking apple juice in front of God and everybody? That's insane to me.
So my thing is, I would order juice when I was pregnant and didn't want people to know because it looked more like a drink. Because you get club soda, everyone's like, why are you getting
But it looks
club
like
soda?
A vodka soda.
All right, first of all, it doesn't always, because a lot of times they serve it to you in the big glass. They don't serve it to you in the vodka soda glass. You get juice, they're going to serve it into the...
But I used to order doubles, which they serve in the big glass.
See, I was at a restaurant, I ordered seltzer, they came out, they were handing out the drinks, and they were in all the same, and they were like, here's your seltzer, the one that is different from all
yeah.
the others. And I was like, deuces, bitch.
But they have to do that so they don't accidentally give you a vodka soda.
They could shut the fuck up about yeah. it. Yeah. Like,
that is annoying.
Especially because I had been like, oh, I don't know what I want. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll get you later. And I, like, ordered secretly.
Yeah.
I knew that I was being fucking...
That's fucked up. That's annoying.
It was annoying.
But a man ordering apple juice at a bar is so different from that.
That's fair.
You want, like, ugh, apple juice?
All right,
ew.
Red flag, green flag. Calls you a rat, bitch.
Red flag.
Good, we're learning.
Especially the third time.
Yeah. The original question was going to be, calls you a rat bitch, but only twice.
But only twice. Yeah. Maybe we still have a... No. I technically did break up with him after the first one, by the way.
Oh, good. Good for you. It's funnier.
I just was still doing all the things I'd be doing if I didn't break up with him, but we weren't together.
Similar red flag, green flag.
I'm going to revoke, like, a lot of points.
Yeah, you can. I deserve it. It was stupid. Yeah.
Unique and or interesting insults.
Green.
Hmm.
As a bit or in real?
Yeah, as like a bit. Like,
yeah, green.
Yeah, I don't want to be super specific and mean to you.
No,
yeah.
No, I think that's awesome. There's nothing, here's the thing, I love attention. So if you can like specifically roast me, it's like, oh, you see me. Do you know what I mean?
It is the adjective. That's why rat bitch is so fucked up, because you can let slip. Bitch, you can let slip. You
yeah.
can say that without meaning to, but rat bitch, you thought about that. You gave that a
yeah.
minute. You let that percolate.
You were trying to hurt me.
Yeah. You.
He also sent me the realistic pig emoji.
Ew!
Like the whole pig?
Yeah, not the cute face one, the whole pig. The side view whole pig.
That's psychopathic.
I know.
I don't care for
and
that.
I was like, if I'm such
all.
A pig, how come you can't hold your cum for more than 5 minutes? But whatever.
Hey.
I had a coworker who, after a while, and this was at a company where we were allowed to say anything. I started calling him a horrible little rat face cunt anytime
Amazing.
We went out, and he did not flinch at all to it. Like we had a
That's
very
hot.
Clear language. No,
That's hot.
No, not
it's
hot.
It's hot. Hot.
It's not.
No,
I'm not saying it's. I'm not saying he's hot to you. I'm just saying that's kind of hot
sure.
that you could take that.
Yeah.
No, but
I like
it,
a man that
we
can
just
take an insult.
We had this like shorthand with each other where it was fine to insult each other. And then one time at a bar, one of our other coworkers heard
nope.
me call him
no.
that. And she was just like, what? And I was like, oh, you misheard me. And he like, for all of the shit he could have pulled to be like, yeah, like Tyler called
yeah.
me a name. He rolled right along and was like, you completely misheard it. It's like a joke. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
I'll also say this. I love dating a guy who I can like insult in a fun way. And then if anyone else ever does... Like, when you said a coworker, I thought you were going to say she, like, said
Me
this.
Me, too, and I was going to be like, oh, no.
And I'm this way about my friends, too, and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
If anyone else does, I'm like, oh, I'll kill you where you stand.
Yeah.
That's, like, insane. Like, I dated a guy, I dated a person who was the same height as me, and one of my friends would, like, make jokes about them being short, and I got to the point where I had to be like, hey, if you ever fucking say that again, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
I can say that.
See, that's a great
Because I'm having
for me.
Sex with them.
Yeah.
So I'm clearly fucking attracted to them. And I'm not saying that they're short, that they're being short means anything. Because it doesn't, because if I thought anything of it, I wouldn't be with them. But when you say it, it means something.
So I like this because your equal parts protection to the attraction you have towards protection,
yeah.
I think is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm like crazy about that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I've known you for several many years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true.
I
also dated someone who everybody made fun of all of the time. And I would always have to be like, no, he's funny.
I'm so sorry. That's really tough.
I hope he doesn't ever listen to this. I'm being so mean.
I doubt he will. We're also not going to post a clip of that.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Sarah, any other red flag, green flags?
Needs reassurances that you're attracted to them.
That's fine. Okay. I think that's beige, maybe. I'm like
okay,
very
beige. Okay.
I'm very neutral on that.
Okay. How often are we talking? Because
yeah, if it's all the time, that actually sucks dick.
Yeah. I was sort of picturing it like pretty regularly.
I mean, if it's like, I could do once a day.
Okay.
But if it's good. Like every time we have sex, you're going to freak out. And
how
ask
often
if I'm
are you having sex?
At least once a day.
At least once a day at the beginning.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or if it's like, or yeah, if it's like all the, if I'm like working, this is rat bitch guy. Constantly needed like, I'm putting my phone away because I have to get on stage, but it doesn't mean I don't like you. But if it's like, if you're a person who comes to me and is like, I'm working on this. Sometimes I need a little extra. Mm-hmm. I still like you. I find you attractive. Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. Like, that's totally fine.
Okay. That's a really mature answer.
We've talked about this a little
Thanks.
Bit. One of my biggest,
I'm in therapy.
Yeah, one of my biggest turnoffs is like meekness or like that kind of
yes.
weird insecurity thing.
I don't like blatant. I don't like people who are insecure.
No. And because here's the other thing. If I'm not attracted to someone, I will not.
Fuck
I
you.
Will not have sex with them.
Yeah.
I will not like.
I will.
Yeah. sorry.
Oh, that was so funny.
I can't get into it. And I've had men before do this weird thing where they're like, I can't believe we're doing this. And I'm like, why? I'm here because I'm down for it. Like, either get with the
yeah.
program
but
or I
will But there's a hot
leave.
Way to do that.
There's a hot way to do it. Like, yes. I've done the thing where I'm like, I'm sure you've also had moments like this where you're like having sex and you're like, you're so hot. And
yeah.
It rules. And it's not
yeah.
like a, to me, that's not a needy thing, but it's like, one, we're already doing it. So you should take that as the first
yeah.
time. Because in college, I hooked up with like, I'd say a handful of men that I wasn't actually that interested in, but who like kind of guilted me into hooking up with them.
Totally.
Grindr is like rife with that. Yeah. And thankfully I learned very quickly. I was like, I don't have to do any of this. So that's the thing. Like, I also have no problem just telling a guy to his face, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, but I will also, I'm also fine. I had someone like ask if I wanted to make out at like a social thing, like I think at the park. And I was just like, no, I don't really want to do that. And like, I was like, but whatever, you know, like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And like, I went back to hanging out and then it was.
Yeah. That sucks.
And
that
it was
sucks.
Just like, okay, so now it's weird, but
yeah.
like we could, because
yeah.
I'm fine with asking the question, but if you ask the question,
something,
you have to be ready for the no.
Something yeah. that turns me off more than anything is when people are like overcompensating for their insecurity. People who reek of insecurity, I just like can't
it
deal with.
Out.
It freaks me out. But I think the version of like asking for reassurance that I was talking about, where they're just like, hey, I need this sometimes, I think that's actually a very secure person.
No, if they can
like to
tell
be able
you.
To say
no,
that
true.
Is like a confident,
yeah,
secure thing.
Yeah, it's an
thing.
Articulation. It's a, they know
yeah.
themselves. Yeah.
But like, but yeah, being just like a fucking like, do you still like me? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, I do tend to like insecure people. I do find insecurity attractive. Like,
hello.
But it's like, I like people who seem super chill and super calm. And when you meet them at a party, you're like, oh my God, they're so like,
yeah,
chill.
I think.
And then secretly they are racked with anxiety.
And that's fine.
That's
I like that too. Yeah. And like, we can relate because I'm like that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I totally like that. I'm talking about people
no,
who
I
like,
never seem chill.
People who like walk into a room and you can tell that they're insecure by how much they're hiding
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's like, there's so much shit there that I don't want in my life. And like, I've dated a lot of guys who are in some way creative, and I'm very lucky that I get to do stand up almost every night, and I watch them become insecure about whatever level of success they perceive I have versus their own.
Yeah.
And it ruins everything.
Yeah.
Because I need you to just fucking be happy for me.
Yeah.
I cannot. And I think that's one of the reasons I like guys with real jobs.
Yeah.
Because they're like, man, that's fucking dope. Like, that's so cool. You're
yeah.
so funny. I love that you do that. And guys who are like musicians are like, well, you don't even get what it's like to be me because you get to get on stage every night and I haven't played a show in 6 months. And then it's like,
that's
oh,
your fault.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Can I
yeah.
ask, is there any type of behavior that a person that you're interested can do where you're like, oh no, now my crazy is coming out?
Yeah,
oh.
yeah, totally.
Great question.
I don't like, you know the thing when somebody has decided they're going to break up with you, but they don't have the fucking stones to do it. So they just like stop texting you as much, and they're kind of weird around you, and they're not really touching you, and you can feel it, but they won't say it. I'll fucking throw my phone at you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Sack up and break up with me or be fucking nice to me. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes me fucking insane. There's a lot of them, but that's like the big one. I hate that fake weird thing.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy.
Same question put to you.
Mine is the red flag I said I'm attracted to, which is poor communication, where it's like, if it's been...
I hate that too.
If it's been days,
yeah,
and I can't get like, sorry, like, because I
got a lot of stuff going on.
I've recently especially reached a point, because I'm working like a 9-to-5 recently that's busier than I expected it to be. And I've texted so many people, especially in like the last 2 weeks, where I've been like, because I have been the one not responding to texts. Mm-hmm. I'm also a bad texter, but like once I'm in the conversation, I'm in it. But I've texted a bunch of my friends recently basically being like, I am at work. I am doing stuff. I will text you when I'm free. Like, I really apologize. When I can't even get that, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to fucking be a psychopath and I'm going to ruin it for me. And worse, I'm going to ruin it for you.
If I have plans with you and you're not texting me back, I'm going to freak the fuck. I'm going to call you. I'm going to freak out.
I go hate that. So the opposite
also,
direction.
Also, one of my things that I need to work on is I get a little crazy if I get canceled on last minute, even if it's for a good reason. Mm. Like if somebody's like, hey, I got stuck at work. I can't get out of this. I blah, blah, blah. I'm really sorry. I am going to think you're lying and I'm going to get fucking weird. And I've gotten better at like not making it that person's responsibility. But I am going to call one of my friends and be like, I need you to tell me that this guy's not lying. You know,
my new rule is.
That's great. Reaching out to other people. I feel like that's.
Yeah,
I'm
trying not to make my anxiety everybody else's fucking problem.
Yeah.
My new rule is if it's a man I have not met before, you get one of those.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, okay, I'm not going to. I won't say anything about it. I'll be like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
The second time it happens, I'll be like, okay. And then it's just.
I'm not going to try.
You're not going to hear from me again. Mm. I'm not making plans with you. Like, I'm not doing this. God. But I go so the opposite where it's like the second someone starts to, like, get me to that crazy point where I'm like, I can tell something's happening. I'm like, I'm just going to disappear off the face of the earth. And I'm just
it depends on how deep in it I am. Like, if we've gone on one date and you make me feel that, I'll disappear.
Yeah.
But if we're, like, dating and you make me feel that,
that's crazy to make someone you're, like, legit dating.
I know. I dated someone in the spring who decided that they were going to break up with me, texted me and told me that they were depressed, and then I didn't hear from them for 3 days. And then I called them and I was like, I'm meeting you in the neighborhood you work in after work because we have to talk.
Yeah.
And I showed up and I was like, hey, man, I know you're going to break up with me and you're going to do it right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sitting here
for
3 more days looking at my phone hoping you texted me because that's like cruel.
Yeah. I think that might be my most autistic trait. And there's a few. You can cancel them on me a lot before I will get the hint. Like a lot.
Yeah.
Because
I used to be like that.
Because I have been so many levels of busy.
Well, this is what I'm going to say.
I've also been so, like right now, like I am doing so many things, but there's nothing scheduled. So I just am like, I'm pretty flexible.
Yeah.
But I've had like insane jobs where I'm also doing stand up after where I'm just like, I'm waking up at 7 a.m. Yeah. and going until 2 a.m. Like I don't know, maybe that's their life right now.
It's unfair of me because I'm a person who cancels last minute.
It's not unfair.
I told you guys today that I was like, I forgot I had a thing I have to do.
I wasn't going to bring it up because that would have been bitchy. But
and I do that all the time. And I also, if I get booked on a show last minute, I'm going to do that show even if I have a date with you. And I do it a lot. And so I should be able to be like, oh, this person is doing the thing I do, and I'm always telling the truth, so they're probably telling the truth. But instead, I go fucking crazy for some reason.
No,
especially, oh my God, if it's like I'm just tired, I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I'll kill you. You think I'm not fucking tired?
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
I had a big shift in like the last 2 years where like for a very long time I was like, no, I have to convince a man that I'm actually very laid back and chill and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, Well, I'm none of those things, so it's definitely not helpful for me to try and sell it that way. Yeah. But also, because
you're not going to like me after a month.
No, and also, if you're pulling this shit before we even hang out, what am I doing? Why am I making myself this available to you?
Yeah.
Who is this benefiting? Because I'm not getting fucked because of it.
Yeah.
I don't. To be clear, when I say like a lot, where I maybe should get the hint, I mean like I should like get the like I have now been like, oh, they just don't like they don't want me, my friend, like and I could have saved myself a lot of time.
I also, I think something that I need to think about is like I am so much more chill about it with friends. Like if one of my friends cancels on me, I'm like, yeah, you're busy. I don't care. That's fine. Yeah. But if I'm dating someone and they cancel on me, I'm like, eh, I don't
That's
like
true.
That.
I am talking in a not romantic
way. I agree with that, but I will say I've had friends do the thing where like it's Saturday night at 6 p.m.
That sucks.
And then I get a cancellation. I'm like, hey,
I could have made plans.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? Because you waited to the app. I believe it. And
I texted you at the time we were supposed to meet, and you were like, I forgot.
Oh,
I'm on time for once.
And I fully remember that, and I apologize, and I felt so bad.
It's fine. I don't care. It's one of my more autistic traits.
Right.
It also is like really like don't. People fuck up sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
I have ADHD, and I'm busy, so I very often
I like that you
forget.
Like, I have all these flaws, like ADHD in a calendar.
But I'll forget to put things in the calendar. And then I'll make plans, and then all of a sudden I get tagged in an Instagram post about a comedy show tonight, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
We got to get you a Google Calendar.
I've tried. Yeah. I've tried all of it. It's just, my brain just doesn't, it doesn't work.
And that's the thing with ADHD is things will work for 2 weeks, and I'll be like, the system, I have a system, and it works now, and then it stops working.
The amount of fucking planners I have that have a month full and then are just done. Ugh. I just can't do it. Mm. But anyway, so I cancel a lot. Sorry, it's a bad thing to do, but I do it.
We are wrapping up here. We're getting to our end. And what we ask at the end of every podcast, who is so hot right now? And this can be anyone. It can be someone in your personal life.
I'm going to give you my ultimate celeb crush.
Ooh, give it to us hot.
It's Johnny Knoxville.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Every minute of this podcast has been leading up to you saying Johnny
Knoxville. I like a man with CTE. He was a goofball.
Yeah. Is he missing a finger yet?
No, but he could be.
He could be.
He could be any day now.
I
also anyone who's ever been in a Jackass movie could take me.
He's surely lost a toe though, right?
Must have. Something's got to be. Something's funky.
No way. He's got all the parts.
I mean, mostly it's his brain on Forge, but
I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it might have been Amy Schumer, like back before she was like big, because this was like early 2010s. But she was at a roast that. I think Steve-O was at. And the joke she told was, Steve-O, I'm so sorry to hear about your friend Ryan Dunn, who tragically died in a drunk driving accident. And I'm so glad you've gotten sober. And that was the catalyst, because I know you were probably thinking like, oh my God, in another world, that could have been you. Because we were all hoping, why couldn't it have been you?
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, ooh, like, this is like... This is absolutely a roast joke, and I will never think a roast joke is too far, but I was like...
I'm like, aye, aye, aye.
Because it was...
Too real.
Yeah.
Not just real.
Also, like...
Very soon after it happened.
And, like, that is your dead friend.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Steve-O could do whatever he wanted to me. Johnny Knoxville could do any of the... Even the what is the word I'm looking for?
Tertiary?
Tertiary. Sure. Jackass characters have me.
What do you think that word means?
I don't know, buddy. Secondary?
Third.
Maybe.
It's the secondary version of third, or the third for secondary.
Well, you learn something every day.
Don't you? Sarah, who's so hot right now?
I'm going to say the girl who does the chicken shop dates is really hot.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Love her. I really she's love really her. Funny.
I just watched one of her videos. And
she's
it was,
really funny.
She's really
she got
now.
Really outshined, though, I have to say.
But that's
Paul Mescal.
I watched that one, too. But I love the part where she asks him how to pronounce his name. And then he's like, well, how do you think it is? And she says it. She says Mescal. And he's like, yeah, that's it. And she goes, maybe you should get an easier name to pronounce. And he starts going, well, maybe people should. And she's like, whatever her last name is, which sucks.
De Moldenberg.
And you watch him get like, oh, yeah, you're doing a little joke. He like got all revved up.
He's become my like number one.
Yeah. That video specifically made me like him.
The date shirt was where I was like, you little bitch.
Yeah.
But the I've already said Paul Mescal, and this podcast is my one. I'm going to say Greta Lee. Greta Lee has
Who's Greta Lee?
Did you watch Past Lives?
No. I don't know what any of the words you just said mean.
Well, Greta is a name. Having a stroke? And then Lee is a last name.
Okay.
And Past Lives is a
movie.
It's nominated for an Oscar. It's nominated for Best Picture. Yeah. She's the star of Past Lives.
I don't like anything critically acclaimed.
Oh, okay. Well, like this trash. Is why we don't hang out at
like
comedy.
Garbage. I like garbage. I like bad stuff.
But Greta Lee is a Korean actress. This is her first like huge movie. She's always been like a tertiary character in other shows. She was in Broad City.
I'm so sorry. I do know who she is.
Yeah. And
I still am not, but I believe you.
I'll pull up a picture after we're done. It's fine. Yeah. The point is, she's been getting cast as a character 10 years younger than her for the past 20
That's
years.
That's so cool.
And when we watch Past Lives and she's literally playing a 22-year-old, it's like throughout the course of her life, they didn't find other actresses because they were just like, you still look 22. This is fine.
That's
she's
awesome.
40.
I love that for her.
Yeah, that's
she's
sick.
Fully 40 years old.
Korean skincare rips. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
Yeah. I was watching her Actors on Actors with Andrew Scott, who also like just got his first ever like starring
yeah,
role in a movie.
I love him.
He's amazing.
I love him.
Have you
Which
seen,
one's he?
You don't like Critical Trash, but you like Paul Mescal and you like Andrew Scott.
Come on. I don't know. I'm,
watch
I'm,
their gay little movie. It'll
I
make you
I contain multitudes. I am going to watch their gay little movie because I like them.
So hot.
I bet.
It's so
I
hot.
I would love I would love to watch them start fighting and end up kissing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hard saying. Yeah.
I think you would be slightly, I think you would be turned on extremely at first and then slowly lose interest in both of them
yeah.
as the movie progresses because they get very tender with
them. I was literally about to use, I was going to say the more tender they get, the more I'll be out.
But the thing that
But I will be more emotionally into them.
Yeah.
The thing that I did like was someone was like, so there's a scene where you lick cum off of Andrew Scott's chest. How did they
lick cum?
Yeah, of course they lick cum. And they like they took the soundbite out of context to like post everywhere, and he was like, "Well," and like the part that they cut out was that he was like, "Well, we don't use like cum." He was like, "We use cake batter." He was like, "So it tastes really good." And like everyone,
they use cake batter.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Like
to
they
me.
Really water
cake
down.
Batter doesn't look like cum,
but they really water it down.
I just bought this Cetaphil soap.
Yeah.
CeraVe.
CeraVe, yeah.
It's
yeah.
cum, dude.
Yeah.
It's like sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's salty.
I haven't tried it. I will.
Haven't licked it off anyone's
chest.
I'll
try it when I get home.
Yeah.
Try it.
No,
try
Greta Lee's mine. She's extremely hot. What a range we just hit.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel good about that.
That was a crazy range
I
of
like
people
that.
To be hot for.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. I have two podcasts. One is called Close Calls. It's a comedy podcast about near-death experiences. And the other one is called Respectfully, which is just a good old-fashioned talking shit podcast.
And so if you've been listening, we had Andrea Allen on
well,
the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, it's with Andrea Allen.
Do you want to, before we go, do you want to take a guess? Because we did ask Andrea, what would you say Lizzie's type is?
You did?
Yeah, of course we did.
Oh.
You have three words. Like, that's the range, just to keep it easier for you.
Okay. Fuck, this is actually kind of hard.
Do you want to say hers first?
Yeah, Andrea's is, like, twinkie, soft, pretty boy.
Whimsical elf.
Mm-hmm. Whimsical elf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, great. And mine is more of, like, a... Like, oh, fuck, what would she say? Like a... brooding ogre type.
She said white trash.
Okay, so that's similar.
Yeah, I mean
white trash is the sum of all. Yeah,
I don't. She didn't hit on brooding, and I don't think you.
The only reason I don't say white trash is because it's not white specific, but it is trash specific.
Nice.
You can be any type of trash and get in here.
Well, you heard it here first. If you're any sort of trash, leave us a review. Tell us what your type is. If you think that you are Lizzie's type, leave us a review where you explain why you match up to her.
That's fun.
Do you want people to DM you or no?
Sure. I'll probably ignore it, but I'd like to read it.
Yeah.
And you might end up in the requests, but you know what? A lot of good people do.
Yeah, send Lizzie a DM to explain why you're a brooding ogre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's my type. I'm saying that's what Andrea
You're
would
gonna
say
get
my
so
type
many
is.
Messages from prison.
Yeah. More than I normally do. I love... Oh, my God. Again, you have to be an ex-con.
Ex-con.
But I guess if you're in prison, like, you're not doing this stuff anymore, so you're good. You count.
But hit up Lizzie. Give us
a
review.
I'll hold you down, baby.
Rate us 5 stars. Follow her on everything. She's very funny. I will say, Lizzie posts just enough clips of her podcast that I don't have to listen to them, but I feel like I have listened to
them.
That's
nice. Thank
you. Which is the perfect social media presence.
Thank you.
Yeah. You can find Sarah on everything as...
Sarah B. Hartshorn, S-A-R-A-H. B as in boy, H-A-R-T as in Tom, S-H-O-R-N-E. It's long. I don't care. All the platforms. Just follow me.
And I'm Tyler H. Mead on everything because I changed it to be my real name so it was easier to find.
And we're What's Your Type?
Mead by Mead.
Oh, yeah.
We're What's Your Type podcast.
That's
spelled U-R.
Yeah.
Because it's shorter.
Yeah. Cute. And
available.
It fits on our logo.
And it fits on our logo.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thanks for being here. Bye.